back in the 1978-79 season, the crowd of this fellow, Tony Best, his mate, went along to from Essex, where they all lived, to see Chelsea. They were Chelsea fanatics.
Yeah.
One lad, he said, was known as Hopalong Mick. Remember Hopalong Mick? And he used to come with us. He'd had an unfortunate accident involving an Eastern National bus and had his left leg amputated below the knee and was wearing an artificial leg. They go to the shed, see a match against Birmingham. A goal is scored. Huge excitement, everyone jumping around. We rejoin our story. Lots of 1-1. Ray Wilkins scored from 20 yards. That's quite a rarity already in this story.
Yeah, it's not worth snapping your leg off, though.
No. Anyway, they look down and friend Mick is sat on the terrace and they think he's been overcome with excitement. But of course he's not. He can't get up because he has snapped his foot off.
Right.
And the word is snapped off. That's where we got to. His left heel and his foot are snapped off. Okay.
Right.
So that's where we got to. At the end of the game, two of us carried Mick, and one lad followed behind, holding the shoe containing his artificial foot.
Oh, huh? I couldn't pick it. Even though there's an inanimate thing, I could not pick up a shoe if it still had a foot in it. I could not do that and carry it along like some trophy.
So now they're attempting to get on the London Underground without paying their fare.
Right.
We made our way to Fulham Broadway Station. The ticket inspector asked for tickets, please. It's all right, mate, we replied. His foot's fallen off.
Right. Okay.
Holding up the article and acting as though this was a perfectly feasible excuse for bunking the fare.
Right, okay, yeah.
So now, they wrestle Mick over the barrier.
Right.
There's two of them.
Jake, you listening to this?
Lovely.
Yeah, good so far, yeah.
There's two of them carrying Mick and one bloke coming behind with the ceremonial foot.
Yeah.
All right. When the train arrived...
It'd been good to have bought a ticket for the foot, wouldn't it?
And you asked for Charles Fair, yeah.
Of course, Charles Fair, yeah, go on.
When the train arrived, we all piled on and asked if Hopalong could have a seat. A crop-haired, tattooed Neanderthal, who had muscled his way to the nearest seat, growled, "Why the tugboat should he have a seat?" Then we held up the boot, the foot-filled shoe, as it says here, and said, "His foot's come off." The Neanderthal turned a strange colour before standing up, forcing his way down the carriage, and vomiting at the sight of his foot.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
So they got the seat for him and all the rest of it. They were relegated that season. So that's really what it was. But it's very good, isn't it?
Absolutely super. I mean, I'm unsuspect the hand of Mick McSorley in all things, but nevertheless, that is a superb story.